Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about two other problems with modern universities that I did not get to in my episode, Universities Then and Now. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Modern Universities. Let's get started. So, there's two main problems I did not get to when it comes to modern universities. The first is the idea that a lot of kids will go to school and they'll fail out, because what happens is it's the first time that they're away from home and they're away from their parents, so they don't have anybody holding their hand to make sure that they do their homework and whatnot. And as I covered, that is something everybody needs. But at the same time, if they fail out, then if they've taken out loans, they're expected to pay the loans back. And many of them either can't or won't, which means they're a big part of that demographic that is wanting student loan forgiveness, quote unquote, which, as I covered in previous episodes, is not actually forgiveness. It's just transferring the cost of the loans from the people who took them out to the people who didn't. And that's a problem. So, they're also the kinds of people who are probably going to be more likely to advocate for free college then as well, which is not free either. It's taxpayer funded. At least they're going to be a part of that demographic. They're probably not going to be the entire demographic, because there are people who have other interests in wanting free college, so to speak. But if you went to school, you paid a bunch of money, and then you failed out, you're probably going to want to advocate for college to be free. I mean, it just stands to reason. It's like when you buy something at the store and you hated it, and you're mad that you had to pay for it. So there's that. And so, while I am not a proponent of free college, because it's not free, nothing's free, what I would suggest as a potential compromise solution, if we absolutely had to adopt such a program, would be that if you fail out, you have to pay your entire balance back. However much was paid for your tuition, room and board, books, stuff like that. If you fail out of school, you have to pay all of that back. Whether it's loans, scholarships, grants, somebody paid it for you, and you failed out, they should be able to request that back from you. Because you made a commitment that you would go off to school and you would study hard and you would do well, and you failed. You literally failed because you failed out of school. So then the next problem that we have in the current university system is that the quality of the education you're receiving is going down while the prices are going up faster than inflation. Because, as I covered, prices have gone up much faster than inflation when it comes to tuition and whatnot. So, and when I say the quality's gone down, you might be thinking, okay, they're just doing the bare minimum. And some people might believe that that's what's happening. But I would say it's worse than that. Because what's actually happening is they're systematically limiting what they can teach and what ideas they can promote and allow on campus to suit the agenda. They're going so whole hog into suiting their agenda, jumping in with both feet, that it's at the cost of providing a quality education. Because the academic studies themselves are getting rid of entire fields or entire bodies of work because the person or the people who engaged in it may have been racist or whatever. An example of this would be in the bird watching community. We're seeing they're going through and they're changing the names of a lot of the birds, because oh my gosh, the person who lived in like 18 such and such who named this bird might have been racist by the standards of the radical left. That's just one small example. And then you have new fields of study being created that are just garbage. Like, all the critical theories, it's even in the name of critical theories, is they aren't creating anything new. They're just destroying what's already there. It's in the name. Critical race theory, critical gender theory, whatever the theory is. It's in the name, critical whatever theory. They're not creating new races or new genders. You can't do that even if you wanted to, but that's not what they're doing or even trying to do. Instead of creating new information or collecting new information as these institutions were originally designed to do, they're destroying what's already there and replacing it with a bunch of morally ambiguous gobbledygook. And then charging you $50,000 to be taught a bunch of gobbledygook. It's the university education equivalent of if you go to a fancy restaurant and you pay $800 and they give you some cheese on a piece of cardboard. I don't think that happens, but that's just a hypothetical example of the nearest equivalent I can think of. And they act like it's cream of the crop. It's the best thing you could ever have, and it's just cheese on cardboard. That's essentially what Harvard has become. So, to recap, the two main problems with modern universities that I didn't get to earlier are that a lot of people fail out and leave a bunch of debt behind that they can't or won't pay. And the quality of the product you're receiving has been going down faster than inflation has been going up, at the same time that the prices of tuition and fees have been going up much faster than inflation. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least become a bit more informed by it. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, and the RSS feed. You can also find us on the Facebook page, Jesse's Fireside Chats, and on X at JFSCPod. And if you want to shoot us an email, you can do that at jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. Feel free to pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And feel free to follow this podcast on Spotify or Amazon Music. And if you want to rate it, I'm not a big ratings person myself. I don't usually leave ratings for things, but if you feel so inclined, feel free to do so. All right. Thank you so much. I hope you'll come back next time. Have a blessed day.